Zot the Gemara daf mem vav omud beis. We're sort of beginning a new sugya, then going back to an old sugya, and then beginning a new sugya. That's the Seder Hayom, Be'ez Hashem, today. Says the Gemara, Omer Reb Zeira. First word on the line is Lo Eichla. Omer Reb Zeira. Loi likni inish hoishano liyanuka. Do not be makne. I do not know, by the way, how you translate the word makne in English. To be koine is to acquire. To be makne is to
transfer ownership.
Yeah, that's how Rabbi Artscroll translates. Okay, it's not a great translation, but we'll have to suffice with that.
Transfer possession.
Fine. Do not be makne, loy likni inish. A person, an inish, should not be makne, should not transfer ownership, hoishan of his arba minim liyanuka, to a child, b'yom tov kama, on the first day of Yom Tov. As we know, although this is not really our discussion at the moment, the reason why it's mentioned is because this is Reb Zeira talking. We've had other statements mentioned by him, so that we group them together. As we well know by now, the first day of Sukkot is unique in that the Arba Minim must belong to you. It has to be Lochem, and if you shake somebody else's Arba Minim, then you are not Yetzer the Mitzvah. I've had several Shilas on the first day of Yom Tov. In fact, this year was the first year, for a number of years, that I was not asked on the first day of Sukkot, what do I do? I, by mistake this morning, took Arba Minim from the fridge or from whatever it's kept, and I shook my son's Arova or my son-in-law's Esrog. In all these cases, you're not Yetzer, because it was the first morning, it's got to be Lochem. So here we're being told, do not be makne, do not transfer ownership to a child of your Arba Minim on the first day. My timer, what is the reason? So here we have a famous and complicated principle. The yanuka, a child, makne kno aknuye. Makne ko aknuye. He is able, halachically, to purchase, to acquire. He is able to acquire. He has the halachic ability to acquire things.
What are those three words?
I read it wrong. Sorry, I read it slightly wrong. You're 100% right. Sorry. Diyanukne, a yanuka, a child, makne koni, he is able to be koine, but aknuye, to be makne, that means to transfer onwards, loy makni, that he's unable to do. Basically, a child is able to receive and not give, which is a very important principle when you're educating children. Children are able to acquire, children obviously meaning under the age of bar or bas mitzvah, they're able to acquire, but they're not able to transfer ownership to somebody else. Which means that what? That if you give your child your arba minim first thing in the morning, he will acquire it. Which means technically it belongs to him. When he gives it back, he is unable to transfer it back to you, and therefore it remains his. What's the problem? The ishtakach. It therefore turns out the konofik, that he's trying to be yetzer, belulav, she'enei shaloi, which doesn't belong to him at all. Now, it goes without saying, if you have already been mekayim your mitzvah, then it makes no difference, this Gemara. Then it's irrelevant. Because if you've been mekayim the mitzvah, I don't really mind, on the second day and third day and fourth day, I don't really mind if it belongs to the child, because no halacha of lochem at all. But here we're clearly talking about prior to my own fulfillment of the mitzvah, if I give it to the child, I'm going to be rather stuck, because the child will be able to be koina, he will be unable to be makne it back to me, the lulav, etc., therefore remains his. If I want to now be yetzer my mitzvah, well, I can't, because it's not lochem. Says Rashi, loy likni inish Hoshana liyanuka b'matana. Do not be maknetim as a gift. Ad shelo yotza boyhu, until he himself has not been yotza. As long as he himself has not been yotza, says Rashi, as we just mentioned, that is when this concern applies. Whereas if he has been yotza, then it's irrelevant, because you give it to the child. Whether he can or can't give it back is of no relevance whatsoever, because there's no requirement anymore for it to be lochem.
Why is Rashi using the word ad?
Ad means as long as.
Okay, not until.
Right, ad can mean as long as.
Okay.
So as long as, ad, as long as shelo yotza boy, as long as he has not been yotza who? Himself? Then do not give it to the child, because then it will remain the child and you're going to be rather stuck. Why? Makne koni de rabbonon. Rashi throws in a key word over here. The whole ability of a child to be koina is a principle midrabbonon. Takinulei, they were masakin for him zechia, the ability to be zeicha, to merit something, to acquire it lenafshe, for himself, which means min hatoira. What is the status of a child? He has no das, he's not mukhiyev in mitzvahs, he's not mukhiyev in averas, he has no ability to do any type of kinyan for himself, for others, period. That's all min hatera. The Rabbanon, for whatever reason, that's not our discussion at the moment, gave children the ability, mid Rabbanon, to be acquired, to acquire, to be zoicha, to be koina in things. Which means, therefore, when you give your lulav to the child, he will be koine, at least midrabanon. He will not, however, be able to be maknet. Aknuye, says Rashi, loy makni, but he can't be maknet back. Einoy yochel lachzoir v'lahaknoisoy lo'oviv. He will not then be able to be maknet back to his father, b'matona. Why not? The lav bar das. He's not a bar das. When does he become a bar das? When he becomes bar mitzvah. Now, we need to stop over here, because there is a very, very important principle, a big discussion that we need to see in the Ritva. But just before we do, let's just see one more line of a Gemara, and this is the line, I must be perfectly honest, I don't quite understand. The Gemara says, V'omer Reb Zeira. Another statement in the name of Reb Zeira. Loi leima inesh liyanuka. A person should not say to a child, Yohiv naloch midi, that I'm going to give you something. Yohiv is to give. So don't tell a child you're going to give him midi something, velo yohiv le, and then you end up not giving it to him. Don't do that. Mishum, because the osi la agmure. What does la agmure mean? Like the word gemara. Because you're coming to teach him shikra. You told him you're going to give him something, and you didn't. So what are you educating him? That you're allowed to lie. Shenema limdu l'shoinom dvar sheker. Now, I must be perfectly honest. I looked around a little bit. It wasn't discussed, but I'm sure somebody must make mention of it. Does anybody have an obvious question on this Gemara? I think there's an obvious question that needs to be asked on this Gemara.
What does giving have to do with lying?
The question that needs to be asked, I think, is, again, let's just say the words, and you'll tell me whether you agree or disagree with this question. What are the words of the Gemara? Do not tell a child you're going to give him something, and then not give it, because you're then teaching him to lie. Anybody have a question on that?
His intent wasn't to lie.
Much simpler. I'll give you a motion. Maybe that will bring out the question. Don't turn on a light on Shabbos in front of a child because then you're educating him to be mechallel Shabbos. What question would you ask then?
How can you make such an association?
Don't cook on Shabbos because you're then teaching your child you're allowed to cook. What's the obvious question on that statement? What's going on here, everyone? Suffering from
I've lived with this
donut indigestion.
I've lived with this Gemara for ages, dying to result regularly breaking it. I can't see anything wrong with it. It seems to me like a lot of stuff. And that your example also. I
mean, really, that's what you would say?
Yes, I mean. Listen,
well, you shouldn't cook on Shabbos. Why? Mm-hmm. Why shouldn't you cook on Shabbos? Because you're educating your children bad chinuch. That's how you would say it?
Normally, yes, unless you're cooking for a holiday.
So Rabbi Yosef, mitz Hashem, if I retire from this place and they appoint Rabbi Yosef Marks as the Rav of the Shul, you're going to get up on your first Shabbos and say, Mei Rav, Rabbi Yosef, I want to give you a Hilcha Shabbos here. Do not cook on Shabbos. Do you know why? Because you're educating your children bad chinuch. That's what you're going to say in your first drasha? What will you say? Do not cook on Shabbos.
It's awesome.
Because it's awesome to cook, period. That's the question. Don't tell a child you're going to give him something and then don't give it.
Yeah.
You know why? Because that's a lie.
But people.
What's it got to do with your children?
No, it's,
I think
it's
in context...
Because people are not concerned enough about what they say.
Forget the children. I don't understand. Forget the children. Is this guy... Did he lie or he didn't lie?
Relating to the previous Gemara.
Yeah.
Obviously the Yanuka. Yeah. He's bringing down the previous...
Both of the cases...
Where he's saying, okay, that
both
you're
not... Both
cases
of giving the gift to a child.
You can't give it back to you.
So what did you tell the child? What are you telling the child exactly? Forget chinuch lessons of it. What were the words that came out of his mouth? You went to the child and say, listen, I know it's your birthday next week. I'm going to buy you a bike. Comes his birthday and you didn't. Fine, so you lied. But what's it got to do with? Yeah, chinuch, not chinuch. Forget chinuch, you're not to
lie.
Do not cook on Shabbos. Do you know why? Because you're sending a very bad chinuch lesson to your children. No, because also to cook, finished. Don't kill people. Really, why not? Because you're sending a very bad educational lesson to children. No, because also to kill, period. To explain why. It's also, because it's also. Rav Avrom, אולי אתה יכול להסביר לנו. Oh, הגיע אחד מהתלמידי חכמים של הכל. כתוב פה בגמרא, מה שזה, like you speak Hebrew, right? Rom, you speak English? You speak English?
A little bit.
Gemara says over here as follows. Va'omer Reb Zeira, loy leima inish. Sheben adam lo yagid li yanuka, letinok, di yohiv nalach midi. Shu yiten lo mashu. Don't tell him that you're going to give him something. Ve'lo yohiv lei. ובסוף שלא ייתן. למה לא? משום דאוסי לאגמורי שקרה. ככה אתה מחנך אותו לשקר. שנאמר לימדו לשנם דבר שקר. נו, מה השאלה הפשוטה על הגמרא הזאת? חייר השאלה פשוטה. כאילו, לא להבטיח לילד לתת לו משהו, ובסוף אתה לא נותן. למה? כי כך אתה מלמד אותו לשקר. אז מה השאלה הפשוטה?
אני צריך להגיע
לבית, סתם. שכח, תודה רבה. אחד מהאברכים הטובים בכל שלנו. The question is, if you tell a child that you're going to give him something and you don't give it, אז זה שקר. נקודה. No, don't do it because אתה מלמד אותו, היא מחנך. אסור לבשל בשבת לפני תינוק. למה? כך אתה מחנך אותו שמותר לבשל. Don't cook on Shabbos, because also cook on Shabbos, נקודה. What's the Gemara saying? עוד הוכה במאי הסקינון, הוא לא בדיוק התכוון, ככה חייבים לומר. I think that's what you were saying before. Of course he didn't mean it, and he was only joking, but the child, התינוק לא יודע את זה, הוא לא קולט. So he thought you're being serious, you're giving a bad חינוך. Because he thinks you can... ככה, מאוד סתום, ככה חייבים לומר.
באופן שמותר.
למה זה מותר? למה זה מותר?
לא, באופן שמותר לשקר.
גם באופן שמותר.
שמותר, גם זה אל תגיד, כי הוא עצמו לא ידע.
Even in a case, even in a case where משום מה, for some reason, it's באמת מותר, but the child doesn't know that. So therefore you're giving the child a very bad chinuch. That's how you understood Ramosha Zelig?
Yeah, I'd see Reb Zera as bringing a yesod of sheker. He wants to teach the yesod of sheker, and he gives an example that's related to the example that he just spoke about, which is giving a matana to a child. He's using this as a dugma for...
Yeah, I agree. But what's the upshot of doing that? And if you do that, what have you been over? Bad chinuch? Which is maybe an issue of a drabonon, you have an issue of the eraisa of mitzvah sheker tirchok. Lama tzrichim lagia lechinuch lo tov? Elamai, chayavim lomar, shenachon, mudubar b'mikre shebikaron mutar l'shaker, or, yoter muduyak, ze lo b'met sheker, u l'olam lo itkaven, he didn't really mean it, it was only a joke, but the child didn't understand it. If you mechanach your children...
It's a tremendous principle, and children learn from what you do. And that's what's being taught in this tomorrow. I mean, okay.
Ayapam Abba. Somebody, Rav Kornfeld, told me this story. That one of the big machanachim said that there was a father who came to his Rav. He says, "Wow, my child, Ayelet Shali, לא סתם. יש לי כנראה ילד ממש מיוחד במינו. Well, what's so special? He said, most children, when they play, you know, with Lego or clicks, so what do they build? They do a bayit, rakevet, lay there. הילד שלי, you know what he does?
It's the base of Mikdash.
No. הוא בונה תפילין. He's 4 years old. בן 4, בונה תפילין, puts it on his head, של ראש, בונה של יד, ממש מלאך אלימי. So the Rav told the father, maybe you should stop davening at home so often. אולי לא יתפלל בבית כל כך הרבה. אז הילד שלי בן 4, אין לו מושג, how should you know what tefillin looks like? אולי אתה מתפלל בבית מדי הרבה. The child, נכון, מה שאבא עושה, אבא עושה. אחד מהמחנכים, I think Pesach Kronthal is over. famous story, היה רבא בכיתה שביקש מילדים, אוקיי, אנחנו עושים הצגה, we're doing a show, ליל שבס. אוקיי, מי רוצה להיות האבא? Who wants to be the daddy? בסדר? אני, ילד אחד. No, fine. It's the whole table. So, this child, לא יודע, בן 5, 6, 7, הוא יושב שם, כן, עושה קידוש, הוא שואל שאלות על הפאול שלה. אוקיי, תביא לי את העיתון. ואחרי כמה דקות הוא יושב שם כאילו איזה זה פספולינג אסלי כאילו הוא יושן, הוא נרדם זה בסדר, אנחנו יודעים בדיוק איך השולחן שבת נראה בבית שלהם יש וור נפלא של המשך חוכמה המשך חוכמה אומר זה בשתי מילים ממש בשתי מילים שמן שבב מעריך יותר in the Haftarah of Parshas Nosei which is the Haftarah of Shimshon, Nazirus. So what was the story? You had Monoyach, Ve'eshes Monoyach. You've definitely heard this from me before. Ve'malach magia, Ve'omer la, Yelachem ben, Aval tidalachem, that you mustn't, it's going to be a nozi. Shlo yishte, Yayin, So v'legalech, Tasarot, V'chuli, V'chuli, V'chuli. Tov, So Ishus Monoyach tells Monoyach, "Sidema Karayom, a Malach Igia, the Malach said that." Then, so Monoyach says, "I want to talk to the Malach. I want to speak to the Malach." Muzar, lama kilu ma? You don't believe the Isha? The Malach comes back, and the Malach says, "Yeah, mila be mila, otro davar." He says the whole thing again. יין לא יתישתה, וסיירס לא יתגלה, אה, בסדר, now he's come. מייקור המייקוסובה, אשתם מייקוסובה, what's... ומה שחוכם עושה זה ממש בשלוש מילים, כל העניין, כדרכי בקודש. בלושן הקודש, if you say לא תשתה, איך מתרגמים? How do you translate the word תשתה? לא תשתה means, can mean two things. לא תשתה means you shouldn't drink, ולא תשתה האישה, גם לא שונה כבש, that she shouldn't drink. Shimon Schwab is Marich. He says, you know what Monoyach was worried about? Ech ani ve'ech anachnu yecholim lechanech yeled lo lishtot yayin anachnu ba'atzmeinu shotim yayin. We're drinking wine ba'bayit shelanu. Ech efshar lomar, don't drink wine, don't cut yayin. Abba, ata ba'atzmecha shota yayin. Ima, at ba'atzmech shota yayin. He says, when the Malach says, לא תשתה יין, הוא לא התכוון לומר שהילד, שהיא לא תשתה, נכון מאוד. So the parents shouldn't drink wine. מה שייך לומר, מה שייך לחנך את הילד, לא לעשות את זה וכך את זה, את זה. אני בעיניי פעם ראיתי, I once saw, my own eyes, if it wouldn't be so sad, it would be funny. זה פשוט כואב, ולכן זה לא מצחיק. היה מישהו שאני מכיר אותו מאוד טוב. Comes to shul, and he talks, and he talks, and he talks. הוא מדבר עם כל אחד. I was once in a shul. There was an old man, he used to come and schmooze to everybody in shul. Until eventually, there was an old chosid. אחד מהוותיקים שם בירושלים, מר הקדש. בסוף הוא כבר לא יכל להתאפק, he had enough. He goes up to him and says, you know, you come to shul, אתה מגיע לבית כנסת, אתה מדבר עם כל אחד, רק לא עם הקדוש ברוך. Speak to everybody, just with God. That's the only one he doesn't speak to. So I once saw in shul, somebody that always talks in shul, talks to the person next to him, talks to the person behind him, talks to the person in front of him. Yom Echad, his child comes to shul as well. In the middle of davening, I couldn't believe what I'm seeing. Lo imanti. See the child, turns around and starts talking to his brother. And the father, I'm like, shh, no, psh, 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 no, ma. אבא יקר, מה אתה מצפה ממנו? מה אתה רוצה ממנו? הרסת את כל החינוך. קיצס פה בגמורה סיים. נכון, גם מתי שזה מותר, כבוכן ומתי שזה אסור. הילדים, מישהו פעם אמר משפט מאוד 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 חריף. זה very very sharp. לפני ראש השונה, כל אחד חייב לחזור בתשובה. אתה רוצה לדעת על מה חייבים לחזור? מה אני חייב לחזור בתשובה? אתה לא בדיוק בטוח לה? תסתכל לילדים. Look at your children. Then you'll see טוב טוב what you need to be חייזה בתשובה in. Your children are a reflection, הם המראה של ההורים. You're not sure what to be חייזה בתשובה? You're צדיק גמור. תבדוק טוב טוב את הילדים. So you'll see how they daven, how they say brochas, how they speak to their friends, how they... ככה חייבים לומר, לא, פשוט פשוט פה.
זה כאילו, זה מאוד מסוי הסיפור הזה, כי סתם, בילדים. בילדים לפעמים אתה כאילו, אתה רוצה שהבן שלך יעשה משהו, והוא לא עושה, לא, אני אתן לך את זה, כן? אתן לך, וכבר, אתה לא אומר את זה ברצינות, אתה אומר את זה בשביל...
הוא
לא יכול להביא או לא להביא, אבל נושא שאתה רוצה שכבר יבוא, שיעשה, זה הנושא.
אני אומר
פה כאילו, שים לב, מה שאתה אומר, זה לא...
כן, יש לזה השלכות לנצח. טוב, בסדר. שכח מברום. מברום was a roommate for 5 years with Rabbi Kornfeld's son.
Oh yeah?
In yeshiva, it turns out. Yep, one of the gifts that arrived in our kollel this month. New Avrich, top, top man. Okay.
Great.
Okay, so let's have a look at number 3 on the sheets, the Ritzvah. We're going back to the first statement now of Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, do not be makna the lulav to be child, why not? Because he has the ability to be koina, he does not have the ability to be makna it back to you. So you're going to be stuck because the lulav will not belong to you. If it doesn't belong to you, you can't be yetzer the mitzvah. Zot the ritzvah. My time, yenuka, a child, makna ko iknui, makna koni, he can... acquire, comma, aknuye leimakne, but he cannot now transfer it back to his father. Says the Ritzvah, Yesh Oimrim. There are some who say.
You're going to reject this.
Dafka benoisein letinoik. That only applies if you give it to the child. How? Stam b'matana gemura. What does that mean, stam b'matana gemura?
No strings attached.
No strings attached, exactly.
No stam, conditions.
No conditions, no nothing. Matana gemura, full-out gift. So then, indeed, you're going to be stuck. Because the child then owns it absolutely. Okay. He cannot transfer it back to you. It will not be lochem, and therefore you're in trouble. Avol benoisin loy. But if you give it to him, not stam, rather b'matana almanas lahachzir, you give it to him as a gift on condition that he returns it, then loy, then it will not apply. Then you are not in trouble. When Reb Zeira told you that you're going to be in trouble, that's only if you give it to him as matana gemura, stam, without any conditions. If, however, you say that you're giving it to him as a matana al manas lahachzir, that's a different story. Why? De kiven da al manas kein nosnu loy. Because seeing as it was on this condition that you gave it to him from the first place, ein onu tsrichin, we do not require lahakno osoy shel cotton. I don't actually need the cotton to be makne it back to me. Why not? So let's stop a moment. There exists a concept, and we've actually discussed this early on in this Masechta, of a matana al manas lahachzir. So I give it to you for a certain time period, but I stipulate that it's al manas lahachzir. It's on condition that I'm going to get it back. Fine, I'm going to get it back. Now, what does he actually have to do when he wants to give it back? Does he need to be makne it back? Meaning, whenever I want to give, this is very, very important principles we're learning now. I have a, whatever it is, a key. I want to give it to you. The word give is a meaningless word in halach. Why is it a meaningless word? Because what is really the word that we always need to talk about? Not give, but rather
transfer
will be makna. I need to hear the word kinyan. What does give mean? What, just I put it here? Putting is not an act of ownership. You have to do an act of a kinyan. What kinyan? So we learn Kiddushin, Baruch Hashem. There's a kinyan called Kesef, and there's a kinyan called you can lift something, and you can do Mashicha, all different types of kinyonin. But you've got to do some type of kinyan, and as we learned in Kiddushin, different articles and different people are acquired in different ways. So the way you're koina an isha is not the same way as you're koina a behema, which is not the same way as your koina an eved, which is not the same way as your koina a bias, not the same way as your koina a shulchan. Every article, every type of person can be acquired in different ways. But the bottom line is that the transfer in ownership comes about through a kinyan. Like every good rule, there are one or two exceptions. Can anybody think of a case of where there is a transfer of ownership? You can end up owning something without any kinyan whatsoever. Nobody did a kinyan. Not you, the receiver, not the giver. There are cases, are exceptions. Inheritance. The person who passed away, Yerusha, it just gets passed over automatically. Previously, Reuven was the owner, now Reuven's son, Shimon, is the owner. Fine. But generally, that's not the case. If it's initially Reuven's and now Shimon's, there has to have been a kinyan. If Reuven goes to Shimon and he gives him his estrog, maton almanas lahachzir, what does Shimon have to do in return? Does Shimon have to be makne it back? So we would say from the outset, yes. So I'm makne it to you on condition that you're makne it back to me. Now, if that's the case, why are we any better off with a child with a matana al manas lahachzir? What am I telling this child? I'm telling him, listen here, Moishala, I'm giving you my esrog, but I don't want it to remain with you, because if it remains with you, it won't be mine. And if it's not mine, it's not lochem. So what am I going to do? I'm stipulating with you that it's got to come back. Matona manas lahachzeh. So in effect, what are you telling Moishala? I'm going to be makne it to you. 1 second. End of part one. Whose is it now at this stage of the game? It's the child's. What's part two? What does he now have to do? Be makne it back. So what have we achieved? He can't. So what on earth do the Yesh Oimrim mean? Matona manas lahachzeh is different. Why is it different? So that's what the Ritva explains. Again, on the second line. The kiven da almanas kein nosnu loy, seeing as it was on this condition that he gave the child the esrog from the outset, ein onu tzrichin, we don't actually require lahakna osse shel cotton. We don't need the cotton to be makna it back. Why not? How's it going to come back if the child is not makna it back?
Because it's impossible.
Says the Ritva, Va'afal Gav, even though the Kol Matona Almanas Lahachzir, on a normal Matona Almanas Lahachzir, Loi Chozra HaMatona, the Matona will not return, Ela Bakna'o Gemura, only with
a proper real transfer
back to the original owner. Well, if that's the case, we haven't achieved anything, because if that's what you're demanding off the cotton, and he can't do it, so we're still stuck. No. Mikol mokim, kiven she'ein ha-cotton hazeh yoideya lahaknois, because this cotton is unable, he doesn't know. What does that mean, he doesn't know? He's unable, doesn't have the das to be maknet. The kiven she'loi kiem t'no'oi, Shiyachzirenu legodoil bahakno'o kuro'u, seeing as he has not been makayim his condition, which is to give it back to the godoil with a proper hakno'o, because he cannot, nimtza shebotil matona rishoino. What does shebotil mean?
It's cancelled.
It's cancelled.
The whole thing's not.
Quite frankly, it never actually left the ownership of the first owner. Why? Imagine I give you an esrog and the following circumstances. You come to me and you say, I don't have an esrog, can I please give you mine? I say, okay, here's the deal. I'm giving you my esrog on condition that it rains within the next 10 minutes. If it rains within the next 10 minutes, the esrog is yours. Fine. So I give you the esrog. Now we're all standing by the window, waiting to see if it rains. It never rained for 10 minutes. Whose esrog is it? It never left my rishus at all. Why? Because I made a condition which was never fulfilled. If I stipulate it with somebody who is able to return it, I'm giving it to you, and now it's incumbent on you to be makne it back. But if you cannot be makne it back, like in the case of the child, so it's a condition which can't be fulfilled. So if it can't be fulfilled, it never left Marashus in the first place. So if I give it to the child as a hakna or gemura, then I'm stuck. And that's what Reb Zeira is saying. But yesh oimrim, some would suggest that what? But if I give it with a condition which I know he can't be Mekayim, great, then if I never marry just in the first place, so I'm good. King Kostabatesis. Says the Ritva, I'm sorry, I disagree. I disagree. Why do I disagree? Mid Aval, on the second line, second paragraph. Aval mid nokit los stoma. Because the Gemara mentions stoma, what does stoma mean? The Gemara did not stipulate what type of case we're talking about. Agreed?
Yeah.
That means, according to Tosfos, do you agree that Tosfos is a bit of a doichik? Why is it a doichik?
He assumed there was a condition attached.
Because Reb Zeira said what? What did Reb Zeira? Reb Zeira walked into the Beis HaMedrash and says, don't give your esrog to a katan. You know why? Because you won't be able to get it back. Mm-hmm. What's Tosis all of a sudden telling me? Actually, that doesn't apply in all cases. When Reb Zeira says don't give it, he means don't give it as a hakna or gemura. But if you give him autonomous lahachse, that's okay. Excuse me, that's a bit deichek. L'choira. Why is that deichek? Because Reb Zeira didn't stipulate, he just said it bestam. So don't give it to a child, it sounds like all cases. That's what he's saying. Avol mida nok et leis stoma. Because Reb Zeira just said it stoma without stipulating what case he's actually talking about. Vestam matana biyomtev is almanas lahachzir. So Reb Zeira spoke about the normal case. What is the normal case? On Yom Tov Rishon, the standard case is almanas lahachzir. Imagine I wanted to give my esrog not to a child, but rather to an adult. How do I give it to him on the first day? Obviously, almanas lahachzir, because I need it back for shelachem. So whenever you talk about giving an esrog on the first day, what do we always mean by that? What is the normal case?
The condition.
Matanamas lahachse. So therefore, Tosis is a very big doichik, because Tosis says, actually, if it were to only be a case of matanamas lahachse, then what? Then you'd be okay. Excuse me, if we're talking about the normal case, the normal case is almanas lahachse, and Reb Zeira said it's not good. How can you tell me that case is good? Big doichik. Therefore, says the Ritva, I disagree. Yesh lanu loima. Therefore, we can say, Daha de Reb Zeira afilu benoisein letinoik almanas lahachzir oisa. Even if you give it to the child with a condition that he's going to give it back, it nonetheless would not change anything. Why not? So he explains. V'kiven shehatinek hazeh loy haver bar aknuyeh. Seeing as the child indeed is not able to be makne it back, therefore, ki makni le me'ikora almanas lahaknois. Therefore, when initially you said to him, listen here, little Yankala, I'm giving it to you on condition that what?
You
give it back. What's the halacha, by the way? If I sell you a table on condition it rains, so what's the halacha? We have to wait to see if it rains. If I say I'm giving you a table on condition you come and paint my house. So if you paint my house, the table is yours. If you didn't paint my house, then the table is not yours. Simple as that. What happens if I say to you, here, I'm giving you this table on condition you jump to the moon?
It's not a condition.
That's not a condition. Why not?
It's impossible.
It's impossible to do. Therefore, we delete the Tanai.
Same thing.
And the Maisa is Kayom.
Oh.
When I tell a child, here, I'm giving you this estrog on condition you give it back, I might as well tell him on condition you jump to the moon. Because a child cannot jump to the moon, and he also can't be makne esrog back to you. Therefore, when I stipulate to the child, hey, I'm giving you this esrog almanas lahachzir, sorry, that Tanai is a joke Tanai. Why is it a joke?
Can't do it.
Because you can't do it. Okay, so we'll just delete that part. So what's left?
Oh my gosh, he acquired it.
So he acquired it, that's why he's stuck. Says the Ritva, that's why matana manas lahachzir is never going to work. Again, second line of this paragraph. V'kiven shehatinoik hazeh. Because this child loy haver bar aknuyeh, he is unable to be makne it. Therefore, ki, when, makni lei, when you initially were makne it to the child, me'ikora, what does me'ikora mean?
Initially.
From the beginning, almanas lahaknois, do you realize that was one big joke? Haverle tonight. That is a condition. She'i efsha lekaimoi besoifoi, which is totally impossible to be makayim at the end of the day. Vehisne olav, and he yet nonetheless made a condition, made tchilosoi from the outset. So therefore, basically, you're joking around. Shehu k'mafligoi bedvarim. What does that mean, mafligoi bedvarim? You're just joking with words. You're just joking with words. So just like when I say to you here, Rabbi Yosef, the table is yours, on condition you jump to the moon. Okay, you know that's a joke, because you can't jump to the moon. So when I tell a child, on condition you're maknein back, that's just mafliga bidvarim. So what happens? V'hatanai is...
Bottle.
V'hamaisa, what is the maisa? Which maisa?
The original.
The giving of the estric to the child is kayom. What does that mean, it's kayom?
It's established. It's
oh, and therefore we're back to square one. The nimtza, it therefore turns out shekonoi hatinoik legamri. Therefore the child was koinet af alpi sheloi chozar, even though he never went back v'hikneu to transfer it lebailim harishonim. Doesn't matter. What are you going to tell him? Oh, I'm sorry, you never kept your half of the deal. You didn't keep your half of the bargain. Therefore everything is null and void. No, it's not. It's only null and void if you can and you didn't. But if you can't, so it's a joke. So it's like saying, I'm an ass, you're jumping to the moon. By the way, it's not my example, that's the Gemara's example. The Gemara talks about this example. Hey, I'm selling you this on condition you jump to the moon. Poseidon, but you know quite well that it's impossible for me to jump to the moon. Ah, so it's one big joke. If it's one big joke, therefore just ignore it tonight, it's just a joke.
Where's that in Bible?
Many places, many places. So we have a huge machloikas rishonim between Tosfos and the Ritva. According to Tosfos, a matona gemura is where you're going to get stuck. But a matona manas lahachse, you're going to be okay. And according to the Ritva, no. Even if you give it to the child, a matona manas lahachse, you're still going to be stuck. Why are you going to be stuck? Because the condition you made was totally impractical. In fact, it was completely impossible. And if it was impossible, the Tanai part is null and void. The Maisa is very much in effect, which means, the bottom line, you have given your child the Esrog. He is unable to give it back. Therefore, basically, back to square one. La Halocha, we pasken like Tosfos. That's why Matonam Nas Lahachse is the famous Eitzah. But in most cases, at least here in Eretz Yisrael, it's not Negea. Because when you're going to give your child the Esrog, after davening, by that stage you've already been Mekayim the Mitzah, and therefore Lachem is no longer relevant. In Chutz La'aretz, it's Negea. Because you've still got the second day of Yom Tov to worry about, and there's a whole discussion whether you need Lachem on a second day Yom Tov in Chutz La'aretz. But our kapone matonam anas lahachse lahalocha works, but we have a big machloikus over here between the Ritva and Tosfos. Okay.
Even with a child, to be passing that.
Okay, so let's now, as we said, we learned a new sugya, we're now going back to an old sugya before we begin a brand new sugya. It's not completely brand new, it's all connected. We had a machloikas, let's at least make a start. We had a machloikas at the beginning of the Amud between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. What is the status of the Esrog on the seventh day, meaning after you've shaken it? Is it mukta, hukta l'mitzvasei, or not? The first opinion in the Gemara was Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says it's mukta on the seventh, but not on the eighth. Came along Rish Lakish and said, no, it's not true. As soon as you've been mekayim the mitzvah on the 7th in the morning, it is automatically and immediately no longer muktzah. We actually saw a third opinion later on, Levi, who says it's actually muktzah on the 8th day as well, but we're discussing for the moment Rabbi Yochanan versus Rish Lakish. Says the Gemara, Uba plukta de Rabbi Yochanan v'Rish Lakish. The machloikas that we had between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we're going to see now, is actually a machloikas between other Amoraim as well. They were not the only ones who expressed an opinion on the subject. De Itma, because we have learned, and we made mention of this earlier in Tosfos, Hifrish Shiva Esreigim LeShiva Yomim. if somebody, what does hefresh mean?
Separated
or allocated, 7 esrogim for 7 days. So what's the halacha? Now there's a whole question of how to be geiris, there's different girsois. But let's for the moment read our girsa. Omar Rav, so Rav says, Kol achas va'achas, every one of them, first day, second day, third day, yoytze bo, you are yoytze the mitzvah with it, va'oichlo, when? La'alta. What does la'alta mean?
Immediately.
Immediately. You can immediately eat it. Why? What does he seem to hold?
Like
that it's hukzala mitzvah. Now, if you only have 1 esrog, well then your mitzvah extends till the 7th day. But if you have 7 esrogim, then each day has its own mitzvah. As soon as you've shaken the esrog, that's it. Game over. V'rav Asi Omar, no. Kol achas v'achas yoytze bo, but v'oichlo when? Only the next day. What does he seem to hold? Says the Gemara b'maikom miflegi. What are they arguing about? Mar sovar l'mitzvah so iskatzoi, which was the opinion of Rish Lakish, that the muktzeh is for the mitzvah, and in the case of 7 esrogim, the mitzvah is day by day. Therefore, as soon as you've been yetzer the mitzvah that day, it's automatically and immediately mutad ba'achira. Umar sova l'kula yeme askatzoi. That it's muktzeh for the whole day. What does that mean for the whole day? So again, if you only have 1 esrog, then that means till the end of day 7. And it'll only be muta on the 8th. In our case, we have 7 esrogim, so when will it become muta? On the next day. So the muktzeh is always for the entire duration of that day. Therefore, the machloikas between Rav and Rav Asi is in fact the identical machloikas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. That's what it turns out. Says Rashi. Uba plukta, third last narrow line. Uba plukta. Hod Rabbi Yochanan v'Rab Shimon. Who's Rab Shimon?
Rish
Lakish. His name was Rab Shimon ben Lakish. V'hod Rabbi Yochanan v'Rab Shimon beis lamed ben Lakish. If lugnami, there is a machlokes as well between who? Rav v'Ravasi. V'kiven dekomu Rav Asi v'Rab Yochanan b'choda shitza, comma. Seeing as Rav Asi and Rabbi Yochanan all stand in one opinion, Hilchasa Kavosayu. The halacha is like them. We have various klolim. Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai, the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. Rav Asi and Rav, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. We have principles who we paskin like. So over here you have Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Asi on one side of the fence. That therefore decides halacha is like them, which means va'asura b'shvi'i. So in the normal case, not the 7 esrogim case, in the single esra case, it'll be also on the 7th. Umuteres b'shmini v'hainu dekoboi. And that is why the Gemara immediately asks va'anan, and we the islon Bishmini, Treyoimi, we have, who's we?
In Bavel.
In Bavel, where we have on the 8th day, we have 2 days, what they call Shmini Atzeres and Simchas Torah. Heicha Avdinon, what do we do? Mi Asrinon Le Beyoima Kamo, would we Asa the Esrog on the first day? What does that mean, the first day? First day of what? On Shmini Atzeres. Mishum Sofek Shvi. Because it might be the Shvi'i Oiloi. This is a lengthy Rashi. What's Rashi saying? If you look in the very next line of the Gemara, you'll see that the next line of the Gemara is, indeed, as Rashi just quoted, Va'anan de'islon trei yoimi heichi avdinon, quote unquote. So Rashi's explaining why one is the follow-up of the other. Because you have Rav Yochanan and Rav Asi all on the same side of the fence, So the halacha is like them, i.e., when's the Esrog Mutter?
The next day.
Only on the 8th. Says Rashi, that's why the Gemara has a follow-up question, which is what? What do you do in Bovel on Shmini Atzeres? Because maybe the 8th day is really...
The 7th.
Meaning, if we would not paskin like Rabbi Yechan, if we would paskin like Rish Lakish, that the Esther was Mutter on the 7th already, then this Shaila about Bovel is, of course, is a non-starter. Why is it a non-starter? Because you can only debate whether it's Osa on the Shmini if it might be the 7th, and the 7th is Osa. But if the 7th is Mutter, you've already shaken the Esther, then it's game over. But according to the Halacha, we don't paskin like Rish Lakish, we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, which means... That it's actually Osa on the 7th. Oh, if it really is Osa on the 7th, then we need to ask the follow-up question. What do you do in Bovel on the 8th day? It should be Mutter, but one moment. The 8th day might be the 7th day. And if it might be the 7th, do we have to be Machmeh and say that even though technically speaking it should be Mutter on the 8th, but we don't know with absolute certainty that this isn't really the 8th? Maybe it's still the 7th. So Rabbi Yosef is asking a very good question. One second. If you're really concerned that the 8th day might be the 7th, why aren't we shaking lulav on the 8th day? So for that, we need to see the bottom Tosfos. And you will also see the Rosh. Number 4 on the sheets. Have a look at the Rosh, but only see the Rosh after you've seen the Gemara. So I'd recommend that we should all learn the Gemara until Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Until Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Mem Zayin Omer Aleph, the first word on the line is Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Last word on the previous line, Mevorachim. So we should at least get to there, Gemara Rashi. See the top Tosfos. Which is very similar to the Rosh. You'll see the top Tosfos is very similar to the Rosh, which is number 4 on the sheet. We should nonetheless see it. And then it's worthwhile having a look at number 5 and number 6. 5 is the Tor, and 6 is the Beis Yosef. That's the Pirush, as we mentioned many times, on the Tor. Number 7, leave for the moment. But number 4, number 5 and 6, but only see it after we've done the Gemara, Om Rabbi Yechanan, and Beis Hashem will reconvene tomorrow, Monday morning, last day of Hanukkah.